Born in the late 1954, child of the concrete, where he grew so strong. He was there to the age of 11. His family had moved on into Pomona, man, the land it had grown. He met some people like to hang around all night long. Soul music on the vinyl, music just played on. Johnny D, show got to go on. Johnny D, rest man music and more. Johnny D, come on man, you know what I'm talking about. Johnny D, Johnny D wants to talk to you right now. Pick up the phone, give him a shout. Johnny D will answer your questions all about. Words of wisdom grown in the council of the many. Hand of God speaking, reaching out to touch you. Got to have this number, you got to call in. Open your ears to the music, it's still playing all night long. Johnny D wants to let you in. Come on, give him a call. Yeah, become his friend, Johnny D. Johnny D. Words of wisdom. Saturday night. Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget Sunday. Keep it jamming. Soul music. Man, we got to dial in.
Ah! There, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to tonight's show, Donnie D Soul Sundays. Tonight's show is brought to you by From Crack to Christ, Part 1, with the number 2. And Single Mother's Guide to Raising Black Boys, available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Exlibris.com, anywhere you get your books online. And if you find the Barnes & Noble store open somewhere, you'll find it in there too. Hey! I like to say, what's going on, everybody? We're going to have some straight music up until it's about 7 o'clock, and then I'll bring the family in, Mo Jones and the researcher, in at about 7. And no guests tonight. It's just us. It's just us. Last night we had a very good soul gumbo show. And today we had a very good fellowship in the word with Pastor Robert R. Cooper. Yes, indeed. Let's go this way. I'm going to pull out a 45 right now. Transcontinental 4D by day, Scratchy 45. How many people out there remember the movie Superfly? Yeah, Curtis Mayfield did the soundtrack, and it's one of my favorites, Pusha Man.
Lord, Lord, yeah. Got to get some melon now.
right, former guest on Donnie D. Soul Sundays. That is the sounds of the fantastic Delphonic Sound of Philadelphia. That's right. Oh, by the way, they're back together. I think the Family Feud is over. Hey, let's get down with a tune called I'm in Love. And it's two of my favorite groups, the Dells and the Dramatics. And this is LP entitled The Dells versus Dramatics. Dramatics win in my book any day, though. Let's go this way.
I'm in love. And I'm hooked on this feeling, 'cause I'm hooked on you. You can enter my life and fill my world with ecstasy. You can enter my life and chase me through the web with me. You made my life so happy, baby. I'm in love. I can feel it in my heart. I can feel it in my soul.
KGMJ Los Angeles, that was Don Tracy, one of the great DJs over at KGFJ Los Angeles. Hey, we've got a new episode of Behind the Curtains. Just came out about an hour ago. Jimmy Sterling Experience live at the VIP room in Fontana, part two. So I just put that up along with an interview of me, Franklin Donnie D, done by Marcy D, and just a little interview about me and my life and my books and my radio shows and all of that little good stuff. Check it out. Go to YouTube and look up Donnie D. Soul Sundays. And we'll be taping a new episode May the 1st. That's on a Saturday. My daughter's birthday, Nicole. And, yeah, we're going to be doing that day. And I got a lot of good guests coming in. You know, we try to have some great guests over there at Pasadena Media. That's how we got the name that we've got over there. Let's go this way, because what you see is what you definitely get.
I got a real love. I got a real love. You know.
let's get into a Donnie D double play. Hey, what's going on out there, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to tonight's show, Donnie D. Soul Sundays. I like to say hi to my people out there in Los Angeles, California, Oakland, Venice Beach, South Central, Culver City. Let's go all the way out to the IE. Let's go to Victorville, Palmdale, Lancaster, Adianto. Let's go to Atlanta, GA. Let's go to Chicago, Chi-Town, Chi-Rock. Let's go to D.C. Let's go to Harlem, Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. Let's go out to Sydney, Australia. Let's go out to Tokyo. Let's go all the way to Pomona, California, my hometown. Let's see what's going on, which I'm going to say I can. Can I? Not I can, but can I? That's the question for you, girl. Can I?
Can I have a talk with you? Make a dream come true. And can I be in love with you?
Here's why I need to know.
'Cause realized that I'm lonely too, and will bring happiness to you.
Just let me talk to you.
Former guest from Donny D. Soul Sunday, Mr. Michael Anderson. He's talking about a wide receiver. What kind is he talking about? Just Willie Earl just walked into the studios.
That's really, oh really, what I need. Come on, hit me with that. Wide receiver.
Where she at, man? Where she at? Where Rosetta, man? I'm looking for the stallion too, man. The Stallion and Mo Jones and Sugarfoot coming up shortly.
She was his name.
This ain't a referee. Must have been smoking a joint.
She was his name.
I said, I put both my feet down and felt my death.
You just don't listen.
Said a referee.
referee might have been smoking a joint. I'm looking for the lady to drink her sangria. Where's she at? Donnie D, so Sunday, it's time to bring the family on in here. What's going on, Camille the Researcher?
Hey, what's going on with you?
I don't know.
Okay.
What's going on with you?
Here we go again.
Here we go again. All right. Let's go on up to Antioch. What's going on, Footy Man Mo Jones?
Mo Jones in the Benny Dottie D, what's happening? Hey, Camille.
Hey, Mo.
Man, it feel like Dottie D cheating on us that whole hour. I was like, what was you doing? I need to send an APB out against Dottie D. Dog.
I almost went 2 hours. Let's move it on down to Cousin Pam. What's up?
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Hey, Pam.
Hey, Camille, how you doing?
Hey, I'm okay. Pam. How about yourself?
All right, thank you. Hey, Bo. We went fishing today, my grandson and I, and we caught 3 trout.
Not one was
longer than 5 inches, but we still had that feeling on the end of our line that I haven't felt that in 20 years.
Yeah,
I was so happy
awesome.
I didn't know what to do.
That's a great feeling. That's a great
yes, it is.
Feeling. So where'd you
it's
guys go?
It's better than Animal Crossing.
Where'd
we went
you go?
To Yucaipa Regional.
Okay. All right, okay. Well, hold on there, folks. I got to go right here. Willie Earl. Here she is. She right here, Willie. Hey, she back? Is she there? Let me talk to my girl. Hey, Rosetta, what's going on?
Hey, how y'all doing?
All right, Rosetta.
Hey, Rosetta.
Hey.
Don't say miss, y'all. Mo, don't say miss.
I did not.
I ain't going to say it. I ain't going to do it.
Ooh. You know, Rosetta, this dude that came and knocked on the door of the studio, I had to send him away. His name is Willie Earl. He's looking for you. He got a tangerine orange El Dorado parked out in the front.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, tangerine orange.
Look at the clean up
one to get him. I'll tell him, don't tell him you're going to get him. He might get happy. Okay, Camille, what you have for dinner?
A tuna sandwich, potato chips, and a lemonade.
Did you go to Subway?
No, I made it myself.
All right. What you had? Okay, you had a lemonade. You didn't say what kind.
Yes.
Mike's Hard Lemonade, he didn't say. But let's go to
just
Rosetta.
Lemonade.
What you have for dinner?
I went to Texas Roadhouse.
Uh-huh.
Had a steak with mushroom sauce, sweet potato stuff, and green salad.
Okay. And?
Stella Rose. Ruby Ray.
There you go, girl. That's what I'm talking about. Mo Jones, what you have?
I had some Chipotle. I had a salad bowl today. It was good. Oh, my God. It was good.
I bet it was. Sheesh. Okay,
what
let's go to Cousin Pam. Oh, I'll tell y'all in a minute. Cousin Pam, what you have for dinner?
Well, we're about to make homemade Alfredo sauce, so we're having chicken Alfredo with broccoli and Caesar salad.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Franklin Donnie D, what you have for dinner? Well, I had a foot-long BMT cut in half, and I had ate the other half early. I'll get the other half after the show. I was going to put a chicken in the rotisserie, and I wasn't feeling it. You know, being out in Carson in the hot sun today, I ain't cooking nothing. You know, man, that's just the way it is. Hold up. Wait a minute. Willie Earl, what you have for dinner? That's you, man. I was with, you know, on the down low. Me and my girl, we was together and cracked over that bottle of Stella Rose, man, you know. Wait a minute. Rosetta, you didn't tell us that you two were together earlier. No.
Silent.
Yeah, she's silent. You know what that means.
Silent.
Well, I just want to tell both y'all, don't have Miss Love. Don't have love on a two-way street. Okay? Thank you. sounds of old sexy morning. Love on the two-way street, baby. Yes, indeed. Let's go to Los Angeles.
KGFK in a double play.
Los Angeles. So.
Congratulations to Vanessa Taylor over at 822 West 59th Street, L.A. This morning at 7 a.m. Walked off with $68 in a Key Glove contest on the Bob Larry Mac Show. Why don't you tune in and turn on? Wrapping up a double with the number 9 song, Jackson 5, Family Effort, ABC. 434 is the KTSJ Nancy and Friends Time with Tracy.
S-L-Y spells excitement, soul, and the now sound. Sly and the Family Stone, the biggest name in entertainment today, are coming to Southern California. Saturday evening, May 9th, 8 p.m. at the Long Beach Arena. Sly and the Family Stone, along with the big East Coast attraction, Mountain, will appear for the wildest one-night show ever to hit this area. Sly and the Family Stone at the Long Beach Arena, Saturday, May 9th, 8 p.m. Tickets on sale now at all Mutual Ticket Agencies.
Spaceman and Earth Family.
Yeah, I went back in time, in the time capsule. You know what I mean? Sly and the Family Stone. Yes. This for you, Cousin Pam. Down in New Orleans right now. Let's go. Let's go.
Hey, Lamba.
Let's go this way.
Yeah.
Now, this song is called Sissy Strut. Anybody know how Sissy Strut? You the Sissy Strut? I don't know how to watch RuPaul, maybe. Drag. sissy who knows how to do the sissy strut. What's going on with you out there, people? Let's see here. I got Brother Louie on the line, and somebody's in their kitchen. So put your phone on mute when you're in the kitchen cooking. Put your phone on mute.
Right.
You know who you are. Making that Alfredo, whatever it is. Cousin Pam. I ain't going to mention no names. Let's see. She probably frying them fish she's supposed to throw back in the water. 4 inches. Brother Louie.
Yeah.
Brother Louie. How's it going?
I'm here.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Man?
I'm here. All right.
All right. Hey, how's the Lakers bench looking right now? I mean, how's the Lakers starting five looking? Who is everybody back? What's going on with them?
No, but AD looks like he might be back very soon, but the Lakers bench looks a little bit shabby right now.
Okay.
You know, and yeah.
Well,
but you know,
we'll get
I
all that good information.
We'll
get all that good information from you at about 8:30. Brother Louie Sports and
right.
Sports. Oh boy. Let's see. Mo Jones got a package in the mail from you the other day.
Ooh. Yes, you did, man. I hope you looked at it. And Camille, hope you got yours.
Not yet.
Johnny D,
it's on the
you
way.
You do right by me. Everything you do gonna crumble.
Well, jeez. Hey,
did you happen to look at the video?
I haven't looked at it yet. No. Matter of fact, I have to connect back up my system. Everything goes through this house is streamed, but I do have DVD, VHS combination. And I haven't plugged up, but I need to plug it up because I got a bunch of stuff I need to go through. But I'll get through it through this week. I know it's funny. I know that.
Oh, my God. I'm retarded.
Funny man, Bo Jones.
I can't say that. I forgot. I can't say that no more. I forgot.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
There you go.
Minute.
Mentally challenged.
Hey, Mo Jones. This is Willie Earl. Oh. Did you send my girl some package, too?
This is Sugarfoot. Mo Jones is putting that in the mail today. Tomorrow it'll be in the mail. I forgot about Rosetta. Please forgive the foot, but I was trying to get the stallion her stuff first.
Wait a minute. Did I say you could send my girl a package?
Check this out, player. We ain't gonna
player.
Start that today. We ain't
player.
Gonna start that today.
Player.
Yeah, use the
boy. Let me tell you something.
From the Himalayas.
Boy, I cut you.
Trying to tell you, stop bringing a knife to a gunfight. This is the foot, baby.
Well, hold up, somebody else. Yeah, you be Willie. It be Willie. Yeah, check it out. You send my girl a package.
You see
my girl
all my family member. Yeah, I don't care about your girl. Mm-hmm. That ain't your girl. She kicked you
wait
out
a minute.
Years ago. Baby.
Wait a minute. Let me find out. Let me find out right now. We used to ride the little yellow bus together. We've been boyfriend girlfriend since the second grade.
What? Check this out, baby. It sounds like you still ride the yellow bus.
Camille, are you still my girlfriend?
I was like mush mouth.
Good, what the fun you all laughing at? You still my girlfriend?
I'm nobody's girlfriend.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
I used to give you sweet tarts and lifesavers on the bus. Remember? Remember?
That was a long time.
Remember, and I gave some of the. Jelly Rogers, the Rancher's candy. You remember the apple stick?
Check this out, Willie Earl. It sounds like she should have hit you with some Listerine strips instead of your breath smell like you ain't got your mouth all the way open, baby.
Well, wait a minute. This ain't Willie Earl. This Big Willie. You got
I heard he was your twin
brother. Up. Don't let me have to come down there.
I tell you what, you hobo your way down here, I pay your cab fare back, baby.
Thank you.
Down the heat wave. Ain't no half stepping. You know, last time when I was in the sixth grade, there's this girl, and she used to bring a sack lunch to school every day. And she'd bring two bologna sandwiches, two apples, and two things of carrots. And we get a nickel milk, a milk for a nickel. And we sit down together. And then one day, she looked into my eyes. And this happened. It'll make music like that no more. At least I don't hear it unless you're listening to Donnie D's Soul Sundays. Let me start with Cousin Pam. Are you there? Cousin Pam? Oh, okay. She must have been there and there.
Okay, here you go.
What? What was your favorite sandwich growing up as a kid?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Okay, any particular kind of jelly?
Just creamy. Oh, no, jelly. Welch's.
Now, did your mother ever put, like, jam or preservatives on your sandwich?
Every now and then, but that wasn't happening.
Yeah, you're right. My grandmother used to throw some jam on ours sometime, but it was cool. Okay, Mo Jones, don't say spam and mustard either. What kind of sandwich did you have growing up?
Peanut butter and jelly was my favorite.
Okay, peanut butter and jelly. How about you, Brother Louie?
Spam. No, I'm kidding. Actually, mine was tuna.
Tuna fish?
Yes.
Okay, hold up just a minute. Okay, I thought that noise was from somebody got an airplane going by. Okay.
No, washing dishes.
Okay, I know. Don't forget to put it on mute. Rosetta, your favorite sandwich growing up?
Bologna.
She said bologna. White bread, wheat bread?
You know, back in the days, we didn't have that kind of bread. It was fried bread.
Okay. I used to dig, let me go to Camille. Camille, what was yours?
Cream cheese and strawberry jam on raisin bread.
Oh, raisin bread.
Already?
My daddy is the only one who could make it. My mama couldn't, just my daddy.
Listen, like a daddy girl. That was a daddy
yes,
girl.
Yes, I am. Yes, I was a daddy girl. Yes, sirree.
Daddy's a
well,
girl.
I'm joking. I was joking,
sir,
with you guys, but shoot, I like to do me some fried spam and the mustard sandwiches. I ain't lying. Yeah, I know. Fried spam.
Yep.
Back in the day.
That's why your blood pressure high.
I was 5 years old when I was eating that. It must have done some good because I made it past 65. But the thing was, it was like 50 cent a can back in those days. I don't know. All that sodium, though, you're right. It's, well, you know, Spam is like a number one treat in Hawaii. And that's the thing. If you ever go to Hawaii, they live high on that Spam.
Do you
and
know that they have a Spam contest where they cook all different types of Spam, different ways?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Did you know that?
I knew it.
Hello.
Where did Donnie D go? Did his phone go out?
I don't know.
No, I had to go.
I don't think he paid
somewhere
for his minute.
I had to go close some doors. Now y'all see why we got the first hour straight music. We can take care of straight business. Get some bills paid around here. Now, let's see here. Okay, I got everybody on the sandwiches, I guess. I didn't get Willie Earl. Let me get Willie Earl. Willie, come here, man. What kind of sandwiches did you like? I like a honey sandwich. What's a honey sandwich, man? That's one side of Rosetta, the other side of Rosetta.
I
like a Rosetta sandwich. That was my favorite.
Oh,
man, this is a family show. Come on now. Wait a minute. Here come the summer boy. Camille, did you go to sandwiches that you used to share with me? Remember,
I don't remember that. No, I do
did
not.
Did you get them sandwiches?
No.
You don't remember?
No.
It was apple butter? Okay.
Camille, please tell me you weren't on that yellow school bus with that man.
She went to me every day. We picked her up on Western Avenue.
Never was on a yellow school bus in my life.
Remember?
I had to walk to school.
Okay, hold on, folks. Let me go to the 518. Sounds like New York. Area code 518. What's your name?
It is.
Where you calling from?
Hey, what's going on, Donnie D? Brian Barcelo.
Hey, Brian Barcelo. How you doing, Brian?
Fantastic. And yourself?
Man, we just acting a fool up in here right now. That's
about
<That's
funny. laughs> Yeah, I'm listening to you guys wilder. That's good, man. Yeah,
we doing. How's everybody doing out there in back east?
I don't know, pretty much like rest of the country and stuff. Some chilling and some acting crazy. You know, they attacked the police station over here a couple of days ago.
What
doing
thing
the demonstrations
that?
And stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It wasn't too bad. Just busted out some windows and stuff.
Yeah,
you know, over there shooting and stuff for the boy and stuff, you know, so people showing
yeah.
that this. Yeah.
Well,
but
man, I'm not
your windows out your car.
Jasmine Sullivan. Yeah, but you know, I'm not going to get deep into it on tonight's show, but it's getting to be too much. We talked about it this morning
uh-huh.
on Fellowship in the Word with Pastor Cooper. And,
right.
Yeah, it's getting to be too much, man. How's my friend
yeah,
doing? How's she doing?
Been too much.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, check
yeah.
this out, Donnie D. I want to keep you and definitely don't want to bring down the show because you guys seem like you have a lot of fun. Just called up, say hi, and let you know I'm supporting your show and keep on doing what you're doing.
Well, keep on doing what you're doing, ladies and gentlemen. Before we go, I always got to do this. This when Brian calls in. You know, Brian is quite the musician, singer, songwriter, television producer. Himself, and
really?
When Brian comes on, I got to put on something by Brian, and I'm looking you up right now. I got to put on that favorite one I like by you. Let me see. It's coming up. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Brian Barcello. I like this one right here. Brian Barcello, ladies and gentlemen. Peace. Brian Barcello.
Yeah.
Brian Barcelo. Hey, Brian, you still there?
Yeah, man.
Hey, you got anything new coming out? What's going on with you, man? I know the pandemic been holding a lot of people back, and you know, and but I always tell people now that was the time to get creative. Get your shine,
exactly.
Your
yeah, that's
up.
What I've been doing. Practicing piano, writing songs. I got a whole bunch of instrumentals and working on, and then you know the podcast just got through interviewing a couple of artists and a couple of guests.
Didn't you interview Mo Jones?
Well, yeah, I did. And matter of fact, that was one of the reasons why I called up. I heard Mo was going to be on the show today. And, you know, Mo's great talent and stuff, you know. So definitely want to check him out, call up Si and all that good stuff. Yeah. But, yeah, anytime you get Mo on there and stuff, man, you got something good and stuff. Every now and then I go by and check out Mo's dancing. I love to see him dance, too.
You see the videos. You see the video.
Yeah, he be killing it.
You need to quit.
Yeah, he's multi-talented and stuff, you know.
That boy be doing a hammer time.
Yeah, man, he's killing it, man.
Hey, Mo Jones.
Yes, me.
Mo Jones, is that an exercise tape or what? What is it?
Oh, that is me getting ready for the 3 to 5 year tour that's going to come up.
Okay. Sounds groovy.
Yes, it's going to be a 3 to 5 year tour, and I'm not supposed to say this, but I guess like I said, we family. We're supposed to be doing a residency in Vegas, and that's going to be a very lucrative shows for me. I am looking forward to it. And Brian, yes, I miss you, man. We got to do something else together, man. I can't wait.
Well, since that's going to be so lucrative, you know,
yeah,
we're
man.
Always taking donations here.
Yeah.
We'll always
hey,
take
I already
donations.
Told you, Donnie D. When I get this locked in, I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna sow a seed back into Donnie D's Soul Sundays. I'm gonna do that.
Hey,
I'm gonna make sure I take
man.
Care of you because my career was at a peak and it went a lot higher since I've been on this show because a lot of people go back and look and pay attention to it and that's part of my resume is Donnie D Soul Sundays.
Hey,
so
I appreciate
you,
that, man. You know, you got somebody like take their time out of busy musician, entertainer, man
yeah.
of the world, Brian Barcelo. call in.
Hey, and I'm at a show right now, guys. I'm at a show. I'm sitting in my car. I go up at 8:30. So 8:30. I'm still doing my part.
Oh boy.
What's up? So,
oh boy.
Anyway, Donnie D, continue to consist to all you guys and stuff, man.
Oh,
I'm
going
to get rest and stuff. I'm like one of my early risers. I'm up at 4:30 every morning.
Ooh,
and usually by this time, I'm turning in. But anyway, you guys, take care. I'll be listening to your show. You got to sing me to sleep, so to speak.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to put this next song out. It's for Rosetta because she has a boyfriend. By the name of Willie Earl. He drives a tangerine.
Peace out, Donnie D. Let him up.
Yeah.
Come on, bye-bye.
Oh, she's in about an eye. How's I pack my bag? Thought she would start to cry. I sit around my room. But you're the girl. She fooled me this time. She acted like I was the last thing on her mind. I would like to start all over again. Baby, can I change my mind?
Hey, Rosetta, can I
just want to change
no, no.
my mind. Baby, let me change my mind.
I'm sorry, Rosetta. I still love you.
How got you those steps toward that open door, knowing all the time I would like to start all over again. Baby, can I change my mind? I just wanna change my mind.
Please, baby.
Oh, I played my games many times before, but people let me tell y'all, oh, I never reached the door. But ooh, the wind is howl tonight. I keep looking back, but my baby's not in sight. I would like to start all over again. Baby, can I change my mind? Please, 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 baby. Baby, let me change my mind.
Hold up, wait a minute, sorry. Let me go see who's at the door. Hello, who is it?
This is Suzanne and LaQuisha.
Who are you looking for, Suzanne and LaQuisha?
The guy, the funny man, Mo Jones. I heard he's going to be on your show tonight.
What you want with Mo?
Well, I got a surprise for him in about 8 more months. And, I just want him to know. Can I name him Mo?
Let me put him on with you. Hey Mo, some chick here. LaQuisha something. I don't know. What you hide, Mo?
Let me tell you something. LaQuisha met me and we having a baby, we both gonna be rich.
Mo,
I got at 26. So
I don't
lying.
See nothing funny. I don't see nothing funny. And you chicks in the background laughing and carrying
all I can say, we going
I'll
on
come
the
and slap
moment.
You all the taste out your mouth.
Yeah, you two chicks. You must be one. Mo must got something on you guys, too. But Mo, you might think it's funny and everything. But you, I heard you talking about being going on a 5-year tour. You don't pay that child. You're going to be doing 5 years still.
Check this out, baby girl. Listen to this. You must have got pregnant off of Google search because I ain't never seen you.
wait a minute, Mo. Don't be trying to put me on front. You told me that you left it in me. What just happened?
Hey. Mo love everybody, but far as anything else go, the devil is a lie.
I should have known something was funny when you made me pay for the motel room, and it was only for 5 minutes. There's a motel room, and it was only for 5 minutes we were there. It was such a short period of time, but little Mo's coming.
Boy, you lucky this is a rated PG show, because, boy, you know I'm a comedian. I can get it.
Well, I just want to know, and I just want to tell them two chicks in the background. They're doing all the hee-hee-heeing. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say this rated PG. I got my half.
No, it's not. And, yeah, thank you, funny. Yeah, it's not going to be so funny when the district attorney comes knocking on your door and I'm going to get that child support, I guarantee.
I bet it come out looking like Brother Louie. Oh, boy.
Does he know I'm not black?
Brother Louis, I know it ain't yours.
How's he got?
they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces tell lies, and I got proof. Oh Lord, yeah.
Sounds of the fantastic, undisputed truth. Former guest here on Donnie D. Soul Sunday, Joe Pep of the group. Anybody here, I know, Camille, how about you, Cousin Pam? Ever been to Maverick's Flats?
Yep.
Yep. Anybody else? Cousin Pam, you ever been to Maverick's Flat?
Oh, heck yeah. I saw Tower of Power there, Franklin the Giant.
Okay, Franklin the Giant. Oh. Franklin the Giant. Yes, indeed. Okay. All right. Okay. Well,
alrighty.
This group used to be there sometimes, and they're from Los Angeles, California. They're known as the Young Hearts.
Look at
don't you look at me? Why don't you look at me?
Stylings of the Young Hearts, a tune entitled Misty, made famous by Johnny Mathis and written by Earl Gardner. If you all know Earl Gardner, anybody know Earl Gardner out there? Earl Gardner.
Yep.
Yep. What did he play? What instrument?
Yes.
He played piano.
I forget.
But I... Organ, piano, well, keyboards. But he wrote that song.
Keyboards.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
You got them close by?
In the garage. I'm not here right now.
Okay, when those are getting them in, the 88s in there. Oh, wait a minute. This is the question again, Mo. I know that you really don't love with me. And you didn't tell me you was married. I had to go to your Facebook page and look at your profile and saw your wife there. And, you know, next time you should let the ladies know, because I know that you only meant to wet your feet and that was it. It wet something else, but this was...
Lord have mercy, Jesus. Don't laugh at that
crazy
man.
How was I to know when I first met you? All the changes I'd be going through, as helpless as a bird caught in your hurricane and falling into your love.
Hello, is anybody home?
I'm here.
Yep.
Hey, I tell you, when you work this studio by yourself, man, and nature calls, you got to go. I should have put on a 12. Should put on a 9 minute
TMI.
Woo! Well, how's everybody out there doing tonight? Hope everybody's blessed. And I know if you're listening to this show, you are blessed, not because you're listening to the show, but because people who are in this groove are in this groove. And, you know, we could be doing some crazy stuff, and we do a lot of jokes and fooling around and carrying on. But, hey, why not, you know? Why not?
And
enjoy
right.
yourself for a couple hours on a Sunday night, you know? And I'm just feel so blessed to be able to be a part of this and you guys being a part of this. And what I really love is the fact that I can count on you guys. You're going to be here, you know?
Yep.
Cousin Pam, I'm glad that you're showing up every show, you know? And, you know, Mo, huh?
Yes, I'm grateful too.
Yeah, you know, Mo Jones, Camille, Rosetta been around a long time. Brother Louie been here for quite a minute, you know. And,
4 years.
Yeah, well, you know, this is what I want you to do, all of y'all. When the show is over, let me pour me another drink here of Crystal Light. Let's go this way.
Oh.
Hammer!
Timo,
that's the problem. You did your song and now you want to act like you don't know.
Everybody, get on the floor, do your thing. Everybody, get on the floor, do your thing. Whatever it is.
Thank you.
process done since the COVID, and you know it needs to be redone, my process, and I ain't get my car washed, and I need to get my dentist fixed, but this dentist only skin deep, baby, and don't worry about me. Hold up, man, stop crying the blues on this show. Stop crying.
Come here. I know I ain't that handsome, Eva. I'm not that handsome. I weigh 295 pounds. I'm 5'3". But
damn.
What's so funny?
You look like a warrior.
Ooh, little butterball.
Wait a minute. And this is LaQuisha. I don't care what y'all say. I know I look good. And then two chicks in the background with the yuckity yucks. I bet I look better than all of y'all put together.
Yeah.
This is Rosetta and Camille. Hey, I want to tell you something. Okay? Get with it, girls. Get with it.
Oh, my goodness. No, you ain't talking like that. Oh, my goodness.
Get with it. All right? Hold up. Wait a minute.
Get out of there.
Wait a minute. Who that talking about get out of there? Cutting Pam? This is Alfred. You remember you met me at the Carolina West that night? Remember the Carolina West? I was driving the Buick that night. You remember we had the big back seat? The one with the red shoe? The big back seat, remember?
No, I don't know nothing about your back seat. And you don't know nothing about mine.
Well, that was a good comeback. That's Cousin Sam. Well, I just wanted
don't
to
bring
say.
It.
Oh, damn. Temptation.
We'll get you later, brother Louis. We'll get you later.
Oh, we're love sad as could be, 'cause a pretty face got the best of me. Suddenly, you came into my life and gave it meaning and pure delight. Now good looks I've learned to do without, 'cause now I know it's love that really counts. 'Cause I know know that your love is dear. A pretty face you may not possess, but what I like about you is your tenderness. A pretty face may be some kind of face, but I'll take love and in his face. I know that and you know that beauty's only skin deep. Oh baby, oh yeah. But it goes deeper than my eyes can do. You have a pleasing personality, and that's an ever-living rare quality. Now show me a girl that's fine, and I'll choose the one with true love in every time. So I know that, and I believe that you know that you know this can be. So if you're looking for a lover, by its cover, she may be fine on the outside, but oh, I'm true on the inside.
Thank you.
Master Stewart, better known as Sly Stone. Original DJ, I believe, is KDIKSOL, one of them up there in the Bay Area. But I'm going to get into somebody else here. These two brothers, they were on Stax Records. And if you remember Stax, there was Motown, and Motown kind of did crossover music after a while. You know, Berry Gordy wanted to appeal to America, to the world. But Stax, they kept it real, and they wanted to just keep it a soul thing. And this was Sam and Dave. Let's go this way.
I want everybody to get up off your feet and get your arms together and your hands together and give me some of that old soul clapping. Just have to love me like you did, but you did, but you did. And I thank you. You just have to squeeze me like you did, but you did, but you did. And I thank you.
Time here on Donnie D's Soul Sunday. Everybody get up. Put your hands in the air like you just don't care. It's party time. Put your drink down. Hey! Come on and dance with me. I'm going to name a group or a singer, and you give me a versus, just like I would say, for instance, I would do Temptation for Tops, you know, okay. I'm going to start with Pam, Cousin Pam. Earth, Wind & Fire.
I didn't really understand the question.
Okay, well, the question is, it's like this. I'm giving a name, and you're going to give a versus. Who, you, let's say, for instance, I said Temptations. People say Four Tops. Okay. Say
okay.
The Beatles, the Rolling Stones. Okay.
Okay.
Earth, Wind & Fire.
Earth, Wind & Fire.
Tough one,
ain't Kansas. It?
Kansas. Okay, I'm going to let you stick with Kansas. She could have said the Eagles. Mo Jones. Mo Jones. Okay, here we go. Tower of Power.
Compunction.
Okay. Brother Louie. The Eagles.
Yeah, the Eagles. Now, wait, what do you want me to do?
Oh, boy.
Give me, oh, okay, here goes another one for you then. This is easy one. Elton John.
I know who they are.
Elton John.
But
who can you compare to Elton John?
Oh, who do I compare him to? Elton John. Who do I compare Elton John to? That's a tough one, really. I would say maybe David Bowie.
Who? David Bowie?
David Bowie.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Camille.
Mm. What?
Here you go. let's go with New Birth.
Bloodstone.
Okay, good one. All right. Rick James. Anybody?
Rick James. Tebow Bryson.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is absolute
truth. No.
When Rick James came out, he put Bootsy to the side. It's just like when Barry White came out, he kind of put Isaac Hayes to the side. You know, bottom line. That's Roy Ayers on In Vibes with Rick James.
You're pulling
Time for Brother Louie with sports or no sports. Take it away, Brother Louie.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Franklin. And just to show you how old I am, let's say I remember that song was performed in American Bandstand back in 1985. Yes, and that old, people. Ugh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I'm not as young as I look.
Oh, boy.
As most of you know. Franklin, for the record, I am 51. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right. Yeah. I may not look 51, but I am. All right. So, being Nets fans out there, well, I got a double whammy for you. First of all, they lost on a last-second shot to the Heat by Bam Bam this afternoon, and KD was forced to leave today's game with a high thigh contusion. Okay. After the game, that was run a buzzer beater by Bam Bam. Coach Steve Nash and that said Durant will be reevaluated tomorrow and determine if surgery is needed. Now, how this happened, I will tell you. Durant looked to be tangled up by Trevor Ariza when he drove towards the basket for a layup in the first quarter. Durant left the game and was examined by the team doctor. The last thing that Durant needed was another injury after coming off missing 2 months with a right hamstring injury. And it's the last thing the Nets need. The Nets will be continuing to be without James Harden, who missed a week and a half with a right hamstring injury. Although Harden did work out with the team yesterday, so his possible return is near. One can only hope. Now watch out for the Knicks now, because they have now won 6 in a row. So, I think I watch it. And anybody see the game with the Celtics and the Warriors last night? Because if you didn't, you missed a battle of the ages. As Curry, despite the loss, hit 47 points. Tatum only hit 44, but got the win anyway. And Tatum said it was out of mutual respect when he asked about the conversation with both players on the court at TD Gardens last night. Tatum said he was glad to get the win, but without a doubt that Curry is one of the NBA's best players, and they're right. Much of the game went back and forth between these two greats. Tatum was 16 for 25 from the field and 5 for 9 from three-point range, but Kemba Walker saved the day for the Celtics with a clutch three shot with only 24 seconds left. But I'll tell you, that was some game last night, and the game was on ABC. To be there.
Oh boy.
It was a great game. Unfortunately, I can't say the same for the Yankees because they are now in disarray right now, as they have the worst record in the AL East right now, 5-10 through 15 games. Their worst start in 24 years. But do not despair, people, because when they had that record 24 years ago after the first 15 games, they did manage to make the playoffs in the 97 season. So don't let this get you down, Pinstripe fans. It's a long season. Defending AL bag champion DJ Lee Mathieu said he has been frustrated by the performance of the team so far. The Yankees also need to wake up the offense, as only have 11 hits in the three-game series. Against the Rays, and were outscored by the Rays by the score of 17-7. And that's not just one day; that's in all three games combined in this series.
Oh boy!
But what makes it even worse is that these losses came at home.
Oh boy!
Yeah, that's what really gets everybody's
that's a real old boy.
Everybody's steamed up. Yeah. Even though you're not a Yankee fan.
Oh, I'm not.
No, you're a Dodgers fan, right? Well, one more note here. Mets ace pitcher Jacob DeGrom struck out 9 batters against the Rockies. One short of the major league record held by Tom Terrific, a.k.a. Tom Seaver. DeGrom struck out 14 batters overall in game one last night with a doubleheader. Seaver struck out 10 straight batters against the Padres back on April 22nd, 1970. And I was only an infant then. He had 19 strikeouts overall in that game.
Oh, boy.
Coming off 14 strikeouts and a loss to the Marlins, DeGrom became only the 9th pitcher in MLB history to strike out 9 batters in a row. How about that?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Nine batters in a row. Leaves you speechless, doesn't it? More note here. Nationals pitcher Steven Strasburg has been put on the 10-day injured list with inflammation in his right shoulder. The announcement came today. To make it sound worse than it is, he was caught rubbing his shoulder while sitting in a chair in the dugout despite still pitching in the game. National manager Dave Martinez said after the game that Strasburg was not complaining about anything. Martinez said the matter should have been held in private, as Strasburg was very upset on camera. What's even more upsetting is the Nationals, who just 2 years ago won the World Series, are now to a 5-7 start, and Strasburg is 0-1 in his last 2 starts with a very disgusting ERA of 6.30.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Now, that's awful. 6.30. We're not even 3 weeks into the season yet. That's horrible. And for you hockey fans out there in the New York, New Jersey area, well, the Devils and Rangers play in a four-game, you can call it a series. They played the last 4 games in a row because of, they had to make up games from the pandemic. Well, hate to say it, Dell fans, but you guys are in big trouble as you lost 4 in a row to the Blue Shirts. And that means that the Rangers have picked up 8 points in the standings in these last 4 games. I don't know about you guys, but I'm a happy camper. Oh, yeah. As they're closing in on making the playoffs, we got 3.5 weeks to go. Let's go, Rangers. All right. So that'll wrap it up for me. I'll be back next week. Same time, same station. Good night,
Lewis.
Hey,
thank you, Brother Louis.
Good night, America.
Thank you. Good night, America. Thank you for taking our... Oh, boy. Oh, boy. What does it take?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So it's time to get up and cha-cha now. All right. The cha-cha, I know that Big Earl, Willie Earl's over there with Rosetta. I know that Big Willie's over there with Camille, Lucretia over there with Mo, while his wife's up there asleep.
Oh, boy.
Hey, ain't nobody here with me. Ow!
With your love for me.
And Pam, I don't know who there with you. You don't know the backseat or your backseat. But I do have to say, Cousin Pam, that was a very good comeback. That was one of the best I've heard in a while.
Well, you know me. I'm always packing.
I know, girls. You family. I don't know about your backseat, and you don't know about mine.
I tried in every way I could to make you see how much I love you. Oh, you gotta make me feel.
soulful Texas Stallions of Junior Walker and the All-Stars. Hold on just a minute. Man, if these guys, how they learn what studio was? Wait a minute. What the hell? I need a jump. Can anybody give me a jump? Mo Jones, can you come over and give me a jump? Okay. El Dorado won't start.
You better call AAA.
Wait a minute now. I ain't got AAA, but Rosetta, can you come give me a jump? I'm going to give you a jump when I get over there.
Call Jesus.
Call Jesus? Is that what you said? Call Jesus. Wait a minute. Mo Jones. This is Lucretia's sister, Sandy. And I know what you were trying to do that night with the both of us. But I wasn't having it. You know, you already got one big head, big lip baby coming in the world.
I told you he's going to look like Brother Louis. That was Brother Louis.
No, he's not going to be light-skinned with curly hair. He's going to be born big lips, big nose, and bald-headed. That's going to be your baby, baby. You cannot deny it.
Well, I got a perm, so I don't know what you're talking about. I got a perm.
Yeah, we have to be going,
Maury. For church.
If we have to go, Maury.
He's going to tell you, I am not the father.
No. You are the baby daddy. And my sister, I got her back all the way. Okay?
You need to, because she's swole.
And I want to tell all of you guys out there, hey, wait a minute. Camille?
What?
Hey. This is what me and you should be doing right now. And we should be like Rosetta and Willie Earl and Lucretia and Big Mo. This is what we should be doing right now.
That way
when I start making love, I don't just make love. I be stroking. That's what I be doing. I be stroking.
Smoke it to the woman. How you know? You can see me, Mo? I ain't on Zoom. You see me smoking?
No, she's smoking.
Let me ask you something. Do you like to make love? Have you ever made love just before breakfast?
Have you?
Have you ever made love while you watch the Late Late Show?
Yes.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever made love on a couch?
All the time.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever made love on the back seat of a car?
Yeah, in the cop can.
Pam, because of Pam has.
On the back seat of a car. And the police came and shined his light on me, and I said,
never
that's what I'm doing. I be stoking. I stoke it to the east, and I stoke it to the west. I stoke it to the woman that I love the best. I be stoking. Let me ask you something. Did you make love yesterday? Did you make love last week? Did you make love last year?
It's been about that long.
Or maybe it might be that you're planning on...
Take it easy, Mo Jones. Go do your thing.
But just remember, when you start making love,
Did he say soft and short? No, he didn't.
I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west.
I don't think he'd be stroking that way.
I love the best. I be stroking. Now, when I start making love to my woman, I don't stop until I know she's satisfied. And I can always tell when she gets satisfied. Because when she gets satisfied, she starts calling my name.
Yeah, she does.
The other night, I was stroking my woman. And it got so good to her. You know what she told me? Let me tell you what she told me. She said, stroke it, Clarence Carter. But don't stroke so fast. If my stuff ain't tight enough, you can stick it up my... I be stroking. I be stroking. I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west. I stroke it to the woman that I love the best. I be stroking. I be stroking.
Is something else, man. He stroke it to the north, stroke it to the south, stroke it to the seas, and even stroke it with his... Golly. What kind of show is this that y'all listening to? I got to play a little bit of this, though. Just a little bit.
All right, we're right here, y'all. We're going to try this something called the French Rockin' Boogie.
See y'all in the French Quarter. Now, if they over there, see a Schwingman's Market over there, go get me a poor boy sandwich and he never closed. Let's go to Big Mama's.
Down in Louisiana on a Saturday night, everybody gather around and they go to town. They do the French Rockin' Boogie. They do the French Rockin' Boogie.
Who that? Who that?
And they rock their broad daylight. Well, they drink their whiskey from an old fruit jar. Everybody's happy.
Now, this song here, I didn't get hip to. I knew somewhat what they were saying, what she was saying. And her brother's name is Dr. Noel Jones. Y'all know Noel Jones? Well, this is his sister, Greg Jones. And I was trying to say, what does bumper to bumper mean? And with the long black limousine, anybody know? No, I didn't think you squares, man. Y'all a bunch of squares.
Hold on.
What?
Don't cry.
Right in between. What? I don't know your backseat, and you don't know mine. I bet you wonder how I knew about you, Rosetta. I see your Facebook page. I see it. Street School, Los Angeles.
Nothing can stop me. So bad do I feel inside. Get my hat, I'm checking out. Cause you and your friends really hurt my pride.
Hey, I want to tell you something, Rosetta. I want to tell you something. This song is for you.
Come here. This is my song for you too. And you just need to be well. And you tell anybody to get any bright ideas.
Yeah, you too, Rosetta. Anybody get any smart ideas, tell them this about me. Tell them this. Guess what I am.
Shoot him in the ass with my Glock today. this is Jelly Candy Skyler. And I don't like it. People looking at you like that. I don't like it. Yeah, that's right. I got me a jump now. I can come over there now. I got a jump and my car's running the 8-track. It's playing good, I tell you. Buckwheat Zydeco.
I wonder why nobody don't like me, or is it a fact that I'm ugly? I wonder why nobody don't like me, or is it a fact that I'm ugly? I leave my whole house and go. My children don't want me no more. Bad talk inside the house they bring. And when
I'd like to thank everybody that participated in tonight's show to stick around. You know who you are. And don't tell that to Willie Earl. He ain't ugly.
My daddy can't be ugly, so shut your mouth, go away. Mama look a boo-boo day. Shut your mouth, go away. Mama look a boo-boo day.
I couldn't even digest
me supper due to the children's behavior. John, yes, Pa, come here a moment. Ring the bell, too much, too impudent. John says it's James who started first. James tells the story in reverse. I dragged me belt from off the waist. You should hear them screaming round the place. Mama, look up, boo-boo. They shout, their mother tells them, shut up your mouth, that is your daddy. Oh no, my daddy can't be ugly, so shut your mouth, go away. Mama look a boo-boo day, shut your mouth.
That's what Lucretia said, Mo Jones gone, baby, gonna look like a boo-boo day.
Hey, shut up, you